We're here with Andy Huckridge, who is the VP of Marketing for Codenomicon. Andy, how are you?
Hi. Doing well, Nick. And things with you?
Good. Good. Well, obviously, you can see we're covering the show. Mm-hmm. Things are quite busy. It seems to be a busy show.
Yep.
What are the trends out there that you're seeing or that you were aware of coming into the show?
Sure. So, obviously, one of the big backdrops of the show is the downtrend or the downturn in the industry in general. So, there's a lot of that going on. There's a lot of business development that's going on here in new and nimble ways. And there's a lot of services that are being offered as well. Because in a down market, it's all about OPEX rather than CAPEX.
Right. Right. That's certainly true. Are there any trends that you're seeing that really touch on your product or your solutions more directly?
Sure. Okay. So Codenomicon's products, which are fuzzing, vulnerability, and robustness testing products, we touch on a number of different areas, including service providers and EMS and TEMS, and also into the security industry as well. So what we generally tend to see is a lot of outsourcing. And as I mentioned, so outsourcing really is all about offering services and how you can help your customers to be more effective in a down market with testing to make sure they have the coverage that they need.
Yep, that certainly makes sense. Certainly we're seeing a lot of outsourcing in the financial markets. How do you all present your company? Or how are you differentiated in the marketplace when it comes to application security?
Sure. Okay. So application security, white box testing, black box testing. So we're a little bit different. We do something called gray box testing. And what that is we know a little bit about what goes on inside the product or service that we're testing, right, but we don't have access to the source code. So what we're doing is we are stimulating an interface or specifically a protocol, and we support all of the big network protocols, voice over IP protocols, next generation network protocols, and even XML as well as a container.
Right.
And we inject anomalies through something called fuzzing, and then we watch what the product or service or very often the box does in return. And more often than not, the box either comes back with anomalous behavior or it crashes. And what's specifically interesting about that is that we are preemptive testing. So we don't know, we have no list of errors or faults or of security flaws we're looking for.
Right.
We go in and find brand new ones in a preemptive way.
Fantastic. I'm sure our readers would be happy to hear about that. You obviously know that we cover financial mm-hmm. and government largely right now, mm-hmm. soon healthcare. What advice do you have for folks dealing with some of those issues in those industries in particular?
Sure. Okay. Well, the markets that you mentioned, government, financial, healthcare, there's a lot of XML specifically within those markets, especially financial.
Mm-hmm.
And Codenomicon is working on a research project now. Our background is university, so we're a spin out of a university,
right,
and we're working on a research project for XML to understand some of the vulnerabilities that are in the area of XML. And what we're finding is that there's been virtually no testing done to date on XML. And we found some pretty interesting issues, and we're going to be working with the industry as a whole to highlight these issues in XML, and try to do that as a body of public work to inform everyone that there are issues with XML. So that's some advice I would have for people in those industries.
Something they should be aware of.
Yeah, specifically for XML, yeah.
Right. Well, listen, I appreciate the overview and your time. Have a great show.
Thank you very much. You too.